But
this
after his
Jesus
brother
went
had
about in
gone up to the
Galilee,
feast,
he
then
would not
he
go
also went
about
up,
in
not
Judea,
publicly,
because the Jews
but
were
in
seeking
private.
to kill him. Now the Jews' feast of booths was at hand. So his brother said to him, "Leave here and go to Judea, that your disciples also may see your works you are doing. For no one works in secret if he seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." For not even his brothers believed in him. Jesus said to them, "My time has not yet come, but your time is always here. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify about that its works are evil. You go up to the feast. I am not going to this feast, for my time has not yet fully come." After saying this, he remained in Galilee. But after his brother had gone up to the feast, then he also went up, not publicly, but in private.
这事以后，耶稣在加利利进行游行，不愿在犹太进行游行，因为犹太人想要杀掉他。当时犹太人的祝棚节已经临近了，耶稣的弟兄就对他说：“你离开这里，去上犹太那里去吧。”也叫上你的门徒看见你所能行的事情，人要彰显名气，没有在暗处行事的。如果你想做这些事情，就应该在公开的地方让世人都看到，因为连他兄弟也说这样的话，所以他认为他的兄弟也并不信任他。耶稣就对他们说：“我自己的时候还没有到来。” 你们的时候经常是到来的，而且是方便的。世人不能恨你们，却是反过来恨我，因为我指证他们所做的事情是罪恶的。你们上过去节吧，我现在并不能去说马上到那里过祝棚节，因为我的时候还没有圆满，没有来临。耶稣说了这话，最后仍旧去往加利利了。 但是他的兄弟告诉他以后，他也最终去那里过节。他并不是明目张胆的去的，而是在暗中慢慢临近那个地方，最后悄悄的去过节的。大家好，我是主播Kiki，我们第二阶段的节目名字叫做读经大讲堂，英文名字是 Bible Study， 我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。 每次我都会以学习者的角度做一个个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度的学习和问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动性过程给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是约翰福音第十一讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。 English name is Bible Study. We'll adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. And then Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussion with everybody. I hope that such an interesting, also interactive progress can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with my sister on related issues. Today is the 11th lecture on the Gospel of John. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. So first, let's deal with my summary. Hello, everyone. The following is my study this time. Once upon a time in Galilee, Jesus was doing amazing things that made people wonder and talk. But it wasn't all sunshine and rainbows for Jesus, because some people were very angry at him and wanted to hurt him. The Jews were particularly upset with Jesus and were trying to find him to cause trouble. Around that time, there was this big celebration called the Feast of Booths that was approaching. Jesus' brothers, who were skeptical about his powers, and told him to go to Judea, where more people could see what he was capable of. They thought if Jesus wanted everyone to know about his miracles, he should show himself to this world. But Jesus, being this wise man he was, knew that the timing wasn't right yet. He told his brother that his time hasn't come to reveal himself fully to everyone. He explained to them that the world might not like him because he spoke out against the bad things happening around him. Despite his reservations, Jesus decided to attend the Feast of Booths, but he chose to go quietly and not attract too much attention. He didn't want to stir up more troubles than there already was. So while his brother went ahead to the feast, Jesus followed them later, keeping a low profile. In the end, Jesus knew that his journey was a challenging one, with people both supporting and opposing him. I think this event at the Feast of Booths was just one step in his path to fulfilling his mission and spreading his message of love and kindness to the world. Now, let my beloved sister Ingrid help me with additional explanations.
Hello. The most important detail in this text is that the brothers of Jesus thought that Jesus' intention was to become a famous person or a religious leader. They did not understand that he came to serve and to give his life for us on the cross.
这段文字中最重要的细节是，耶稣的弟兄们以为耶稣的意图是最终成为一个名人或者宗教领袖。他们不明白耶稣是来为了我们服务的，并最终在十字架上为我们献出了他自己的生命。
Another detail is that Jesus mentions the difference between the world and him. I will later explain what it means that these are two kingdoms and why the kingdom of evil hates Jesus.
另一个细节是耶稣提到了他与世界的区别。我稍后会解释这意味着什么。实际上有两个王国存在，以及为什么邪恶王国永远憎恨耶稣。
The third detail is that Jesus goes like the commandment says to the feast, but in a very wise manner for not to be killed there.
第三个细节则是，耶稣按照诫命去参加宴会，但是以一种非常明智的方式，以免在那里被别人杀掉。Okay, based on about Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become Christians. The first one, sister, why did Jesus avoid going to Judea during the Feast of Booths? 姐姐，耶稣为什么避免在祝棚节那天去犹大？
He knew that there was two enemies there. The first one were the Jewish leaders who wanted to kill him. The other ones were the people who would like to make a king of him.
他知道他有两个敌人，第一个是想要杀死他的犹太领袖，另一个是想要让他成为国王的人。Second issue, sister.How did Jesus respond to his brother's suggestion to go to Judea and reveal his work openly? 当耶稣的弟兄建议他去犹大公开他的所作所为的时候，他又是怎样回应的呢？
He refused to go openly to Judea and he explained to his brothers that the world hates him, therefore he will not show himself to the world there.
他拒绝公开前往犹太，并向他的兄弟们解释说，世界恨他，所以他不会在那里向世人露面。Next issue. So, what was significant about Jesus' statement, "My time has not yet come"? 耶稣说，我的时候还没有到，这又有什么样的含义呢？
Jesus had three times: the time to die on the cross, the time to stand up from the dead, and the time to come back from heaven as king and church. When he would have gone to the feast, it was dangerous for him that they may kill him at once before the day he should die.
耶稣经历了三次死亡，第一次是死在十字架上，第二次从死亡中站起，第三次作为君主和审判官从天上回来的时候。所以当我们要去参加宴会的时候，这对他来说是极其危险的，因为他可能会在别人的面前被杀掉。
Before his death on the cross, he had to instruct his disciples, and God has for everything that happens a specific time.
在他去世之前，他必须指示他的门徒，并且由上帝必须为每件事情的发生设定一个特定的时间。下一个问题 ，Next one. Why did Jesus mention that the world hated him? Because he testified about its evil works. 为什么耶稣提到世界恨他？就因为他本人见证了世界的行恶行为吗？
Jesus said to his brothers that the world hates him. They did not understand that there are two kingdoms, the kingdoms of evil and darkness and sin, which has taken control over the earth, and the kingdom of God and light, which Jesus represented while he was here on earth.
耶稣对他的兄弟说，世界都恨他，他们并不明白世界上有两个国王。这两个国王里面是对立的，一个是邪恶的，另一个是来自于明亮世界的国王。其中一个控制了地球，另一个是属于上帝和光明。所以当耶稣还在世上的时候，他就代表了上帝和光明。
You can't mix these two kingdoms. When you love the world and the darkness, you will hate the light. And when you love the light, you will begin to hide all kind of sin and earthly distraction.
你不能混搅这两个王国的领土。当你爱世界和黑暗的时候，你就会相对应的憎恨光明，而当你爱光明的时候，你就会开始憎恨各种罪恶和尘世间的纷扰。Next one, sister. What did Jesus mean when he said, "Your time is always here," to his brothers? 耶稣对他的兄弟们说，你们的时候永远到了，这又是什么意思呢？
His brothers are part of this earthly system. They are not hated by the world, so they can go and do what they want.
他的兄弟们都是这尘世体系的一个部分，他们不被世人所憎恨，所以他们自己可以去做自己想做的事情。 Okay, nice one, sister. Why did Jesus ultimately decide to go to the Feast of Booths, despite initially saying he wouldn't go? 为什么耶稣最终决定去祝棚节，尽管他最初的时候说他根本就不会去？
Jesus was Jewish, and it was a law that all Jewish men had to go there. Jesus did not come to break the law, but to fulfill it, and so he accomplished with the commandment that he was a Jewish had to go there.
耶稣本身是犹太人，法律规定所有犹太人都必须去参加祝棚节。耶稣来并不是为了违反法律，而是为了履行法律的义务，而且他同时也履行了自己的诫命，即他作为犹太人必须回到那里去参加祝棚节。 Next one, sister.How did Jesus attend the Feast of Booths, as mentioned in the passage? 耶稣是如何参加祝棚节的？正如文中所提到的。
He attended the feast in private. Later, he will go to the temple and teach.
他私下里参加了很多聚会，然后他前往并去到相关的寺庙进行布道。Next issue, what does this passage reveal about Jesus' relationship with his brothers and their beliefs in him? 上面这段文字如何 揭示了耶稣与其兄弟之间的关系，以及他们对耶稣之间的信仰呢？
His brothers did not believe in him. They see Jesus with earthly eyes and think a person with supernatural powers has to be someone famous. They could not understand that Jesus had not that intention.
实际上，耶稣的兄弟们并不相信他，他们用世俗的眼光来看待耶稣基督，认为他只是一个拥有超自然力量的男人，或者是未来会成为一个名人。他们并无法理解，耶稣实际上并非如此。Next one, sister, how did Jesus navigate the challenges and stress he faced from those seeking to harm him? 耶稣如何应对那些试图伤害他的人所面临的挑战与威胁呢？
Jesus is alive and nobody could take his life from him if he would not have given his life at the end.
耶稣本身就是生命的起源和象征，如果他最后没有自己主动献出自己的生命，实际上没有任何人可以夺去他的生命。
He conversed with the religious leaders in a very wise manner and answered all the questions they put for to catch him with heavenly wisdom.
他以非常明智的方式与宗教领袖进行交谈，并用上天的智慧回答了他们所提出的所有问题。
Most of the people were amazed about him. It was difficult for the high priest and Pharisees to catch him in public. At least there was Judas Iscariot to help them.
大多数人都对耶稣基督的能力感到惊讶，所以大祭司和法利赛人很难在公共场合抓到耶稣基督。至少有一些加利略人、犹太人会去帮助他们。Okay, sister. There's our last question. So, what lessons can we learn from Jesus' actions and response in this passage, especially regarding timing and purpose? 我们可以从上面这段经文中，耶稣的行为和反应中学到什么教训呢？特别是关于时间和目的之间的教训和联系。
Everything on earth has its time and its purpose. We often have to keep patience and not getting things at once. We have to seek the will of God too.
世间万事皆有其时间和目的，我们常常要保持自己的耐心，不要一下子就想得到一切东西。我们也必须寻求神的旨意。
When Jesus had not gone in private to the feast, they would have celebrated him as they did later on the Sunday before he was crucified. But this day still did not come. In the book of Daniel, it was predicted which day it will be, and Jesus waited on this day when they will put him on the donkey, and he enters Jerusalem as a king for to be crucified 5 days later.
当耶稣没有私底下参加宴会的时候，他们本会像在他被钉上十字架前的那个星期日那样为他进行庆祝，但这一天仍然没有到来。在以理书中预言了这一天的到来，耶稣等待着这一天，他们将他放在驴子上，他以国王的身份进入耶路撒冷，五天后被钉上了十字架。
Our life has a purpose too, and we got with wishes in our heart. But when we are wise, we wait until God will fulfill them or show us what He has planned for us in our life.
我们的生活也有其目的，我们随心所欲的生活。当我们感到明智的时候，我们会等上一段时间来期待上帝实现我们的愿望，或者向我们展示他为我们的生活所做的所有相关计划。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024年的夏天快乐，我们下期再会。